Host for There Is Hope is Richard Dover.
Well, welcome back to There Is Hope. The last couple of weeks we've talked about when there is delayed answers to prayer. Last week we covered Psalm 69 and talked about the fact that we need to confess to God our struggles, our worries, our fears, our concerns, our frustrations. At the same time, pray for ourselves, pray for us to honor God and glorify God in spite of what we're going through, to give Him praise, to give Him glory, to pray for enemies to be changed and that God would intervene. And we ended with to praise God, to give Him glory, to honor Him. What I want to do this week to finish up this series is to cover Psalms 116. We're going to be in Psalms 116. And I have to tell you, Psalms 116 is one of my most favorite chapters in the Bible. Psalms 116 kept me alive at times. I don't want to get into all the details this time around. I've actually shared many times. I'm actually a very vulnerable person. If you've watched There's Hope for any length of time at all, if you heard my sermons when I was a pastor at Seattle Open Door Church, you see that I was a very vulnerable pastor. I believe in being real, being honest, and I believe in giving people hope. And some of the ways you give people hope is to letting them know your own battles, your own hell that you've gone through and how you've been able to get through it. But all I can say this is that several years ago, I struggled with depression, the suicidal thoughts. There were several years that took place. Again, that's been over, what, probably 35 years ago now. Let's see, 20, 30 years ago. And so, not where I'm at today, praise God. But I know what it's like to be in the pit of despair, in the pit of feeling like you're living in a hell. I know what it's like to share Jesus with others, to lead people to Christ, and at the same time want to die. I know what it feels like to have guilt, shame, condemnation. I know what it feels like that you're crying out to God to deliver you and set you free, and it seems like He's not hearing you. I understand all of that very, very well. In fact, I would say the reason I got involved in addiction ministry, got involved and worked with people with mental illness and people who have all kinds of problems that are really messed up, screwed up people, is because even though I didn't have addictions and other things, I was messed up. I loved Jesus with all of my heart. I loved Him, but I just had a lot of issues. And at some point, maybe I'll share more of that. But I want us to get into Psalm 116. I just want to share that with you, let you know, if you're going through some tough times, I know what it's like to go through some tough times. I may not be going through what you're going through, but I know despair. And some of you don't even know what it's like to be suicidal for years as you're going through despair. But anyways, let's get into Psalm 116. Let's see what Psalm 116 says, what we can learn from it. And when we feel like God isn't hearing us and we're crying out to Him, I want to encourage you. What we need to do is to praise Him, to give Him glory. Let's see what the psalmist did. Psalm 116. Listen how this starts out. I love the Lord because He has heard my voice and my supplications. Because He has inclined His ear unto me, therefore I will call upon Him as long as I live. This is a proclamation. So obviously, the psalmist, you're going to see this, the psalmist is talking about where they're at now, but in just a moment we're going to see where they were. But listen to what he says. I love the Lord because He has heard my voice, my supplications. So obviously, when this psalmist was in despair and hopelessness, God must have answered. Because it's saying very clearly, He has heard my voice and my supplications. I can say that God heard my voice and my supplications. It took a lot of crying out. It took a lot of hearing my voice. It took a lot of supplications. It took times where I couldn't speak. I couldn't call out to God. I felt like it would do no good to pray whatsoever. But ultimately, He must have heard me because of where I'm at in my life now. Let's look at Psalm 116, verse 2. Because He has inclined His ear unto me, therefore I will call upon Him as long as I live. Verse 3, the sorrows of death compassed me, and the paths of hell got a hold of me. I found trouble and sorrow. Sorrows of death compassed me. That's pretty deep sorrow. Sorrows of death, that's being depressed to the max. That isn't being a little bit hopeless. That's being absolutely hopeless. Could even be a point of suicidal. The sorrows of death compassed me. That means nothing but sorrow surrounded me, overtook me, grabbed hold of me. Are you there right now? I want you to know God will hear your cry. It says, the sorrows of death compassed me and the pains of hell got a hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. It seemed like no matter where the psalmist went, there was trouble. Have you ever felt that way? There's just trouble. You try to do things right and it doesn't turn out right. Everything you touch turns to, you know, whatever it may be. Maybe it's that again. You have a loved one that's sick. Maybe you're struggling with an addiction. Again, it could be a relationship issue. And it just seems like nothing is working. No matter how much you cry out to God, nothing is working. Verse 4, then called I upon the name of the Lord, O Lord, I beseech you, deliver my soul. Call out to God. Listen, call out to God. Don't run from God when you're going through what you're going through. Run to Him, not from Him. Call out to Him. Verse 5, gracious is the Lord and righteous, yes, our Lord is merciful. Listen, start proclaiming who God is, not how you feel. Not what the devil may be telling you, not what others are telling you, not what the doctors may say, but listen, what God says, and listen, gracious is the Lord. Does this word say He's gracious? Yes. If you're a child of the Most High God, God is gracious to us. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. God is right. God is just. God is fair. Yes, our God is merciful. God is merciful. You may complain, you may get angry at God, shout out to God. You may complain, grumble, and everything else. Listen, He understands, and He is merciful. If you will call out to Him, if you will still seek Him, listen, maybe you can't even call out to Him. You're just hopeless, but just throw your hands up and say, God, He will be merciful to you. Verse 6, the Lord preserves the simple. I was brought low, and He helped me. I want to tell you, I was brought low. I was brought into a very humble place in my life. I was brought to some of the lowest places you can possibly think of. And what does it say? The Lord preserves the simple. Listen, I was a haughty, I can't go to all the story, I don't have time, but I was a person who did not believe in, I was an atheist. I didn't believe in God. I didn't need a God. I was my own God. I didn't need any God in my life. I didn't need to be a weak person that needed some God in their life. And I tell you what, I accepted Christ and I was on fire for God. And all of a sudden things started to come my way. And they started to come my way and I did good for quite a long time. But then anger started to come up in me from years ago. And all kinds of things started happening and it brought me very low. Very, very low. I believe God allowed it to happen. I praise Him for it happened because it brought me to a place to no longer be that prideful human being. The Lord preserves the simple. Listen, get simple with God. Just get simple with God. The Lord preserves the simple. I was brought low and He helped me. Verse 7. Return unto your rest, O my soul, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you. The Lord has dealt bountifully with you. Obviously, the psalmist is going back and forth, back and forth. And out of this, some of us go back and forth, back and forth. Now, this Psalm is actually going to see is it's again, it's after God delivered the psalmist from whatever the trouble was. But it says, return unto your rest, O my soul, for the Lord has dealt bountifully. Listen to me. God has dealt so good with me in spite of everything. I can tell you that God is a merciful God. He's a gracious God. He's a loving God. He is a God that will pour out His blessings upon you. You may not feel it right now. You may be going through some stuff that you wonder if God is around. I'm going to promise you that if you just call out to God, if you give God praise, if you proclaim His mercy, if you call out, God, I need Your grace. I need the power to walk in victory over this situation. God is going to pour out His blessings upon you. Verse 8. For you delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from falling. What does that mean? That means the psalmist's soul was in the realm of death. It means that his eyes were filled with tears. It means my feet from falling. It means he was stumbling, he was falling. It means he was going backwards, not forwards. It means he was on his knees. And yet it says, you have delivered me. Praise God that God delivers. Verse 9, I will walk before the Lord in the hand of the living. Oh my goodness. I was walking the land of the dead for a long time, and now I walk in the land of the living. I believe, therefore I have spoken. I was greatly afflicted. Wow, almost sounds bipolar, right? Verse 10, I believe, therefore I have spoken. I was greatly afflicted. Now we can read that a couple of different ways. If you read the context, I believe, therefore I have spoken. And it may be what the psalmist was saying, I believe that God was giving me into the land of the living instead of the land of the dead. Maybe I believe that God was going to answer my prayer, and so I spoke that. And yet I was greatly afflicted. Or maybe he's saying, I believed I was greatly afflicted. Verse 11, listen to what he says. I believe, therefore, I spoke, I was greatly afflicted. Now listen to affliction, listen. 11, I said, in my haste, all men are liars. I believe what the psalmist believed, it was all hopeless. I believe he believed it was hopeless, so he spoke hopelessness. How many know that if you're in your troubled situation, you can speak hopelessness at times? I said in my haste, listen, we speak too quickly. Oh, God isn't here. God isn't around. God doesn't hear my prayers. God isn't working on my behalf. We may be speaking too hastily. I said in my haste, all men are liars. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. Sounds like the psalmist is bipolar. Listen, listen. I said, all men are liars. In other words, I don't have any hope in people whatsoever. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits toward me? God is doing good for me. I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I want to tell you something. The psalmist isn't being bipolar. The psalmist is being real. I don't know about you, but I've been in my dark moments where I felt like God wasn't there, and then I saw God work and move. And then I felt like God wasn't there, and then I saw him work and move. That there was times where I am doing all that I know to do, and I'm not getting victory. And there's other times God's just giving me grace. He's giving me favor. He's blessing me. And there was kind of that war going back and forth that was going on in my life. How about you? Have you felt that way? Listen, what shall I render the Lord for all his benefits toward God, the benefits of God. God gives you a sound mind when you don't think you ever have a sound mind. God brings healing to your body when you think you'll never have healing to your body. God heals a relationship when you didn't think he'd heal your relationship. God gives you hope when you didn't have any hope. Listen to what he says. Verse 14, I will pay my vows to the Lord now in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Listen, I think we all need to die. And when we truly die in the sense of die to self, when we truly give our situation to God, listen, it's precious in the eyes of the Lord. It's precious in the eyes of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord in the presence of the people. I want to say something. Verse 14, I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. I made a vow, I made a commitment. No matter what I go through, I am going to be in the presence of God. I'm going to get into church, into Bible studies. I'm going to be around God's people. And you don't know how hard that was, and I'm sure it's hard for you at times. If you're going through something right now, it's hard. But I made a vow to God. I will serve you. I honor you. You are the Lord, not just my Savior. You are my Lord. And sometimes I act like you're not my Lord. Sometimes it seems like my anger is my Lord. My depression is my Lord. It seems like my suicidal thoughts are my Lord. But you are Lord of Lords and King of Kings. And I will still give you praise. I will still give you worship. I still will tithe. I still will get fellowship. I still will get to church, even though it's hard for me, even though it seems impossible. But I will honor my vows to my God. Will you do that? Stop running from God and run to him. Verse 16. O Lord, truly I am your servant. I am your servant and the son of your handmaid. You have loosed my bonds. Listen, if God sets you free, you're going to serve him with all your heart. Since the day I accepted Christ, I made a commitment to be his bondservant. And I made a commitment to serve him. And I have stuck to that commitment. Even in the darkest of moments, I've stuck to that commitment. Yes, I've made bad choices, bad decisions. Yes, I've gone through divorce. I've made a lot of bad choices along the way. But I said, I'm going to be a bondservant for God. And listen, when God sets you free, you will do anything for him. I have given my life to Jesus because he gave me life. I am willing to go through the darkest moments to serve him and to honor him. Because he has set me free. He has delivered me. He has loosed my bonds. I hope that you find that in your own life. Verse 17. I will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. The sacrifice of thanksgiving. Listen, sometimes it's a sacrifice to give praise. Sometimes a sacrifice to give thanksgiving. Do it anyways. Make that decision, that choice. Right now, make the choice. God, I'm going to praise you. I'm going to praise you for this message. I'm going to praise you for the words of Psalm 116. I'm going to give you glory because there is hope in Jesus Christ. It isn't, my story isn't over yet. God's not done with you. Verse 18. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of you, O Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. Get yourself to church. I don't care how depressed you are, how discouraged you are, how hopeless you are. I don't care how sick you are. Get into the presence of God. If you can't make it to church because you're in a bed and the doctor telling you you're going to die, praise him right there. Glorify him right there. Get somebody to bring in some praise and worship music and just start worshiping God. But here's what I want you to do. Enter in the courts of the Lord's house. He's everywhere. So right where you're at is the Lord's house also. But the courts of the Lord's house in the midst of you, O Jerusalem, praise the Lord. I made a vow. I will praise God in church. I don't care if people think about me. I don't care if they judge me. I'm sure some knew what I was going through. There is Rich. He's turning around and witnessing, sharing the gospel, doing evangelism, and then he wants to take a gun and put it to his head. You know what? I suffer the consequences to this day. Because of that, there's a price that I have paid. But you know what? I praise my God anyways. I wish things that were different in the sense I'm sure that it troubled my son, those who are around me. I'm sure it brought a lot of grief to them. I know it did. I know my behavior hurt and wounded people. I regret that. But what I went through, you know what? I praise my God because it gave me a humble heart and it gives me a passion for people that are going through whatever they're going through. I'm willing to give my life to whomsoever because of what Jesus did in my life. That's why I'm going to praise God. Psalm 117, I just want us to look at it. It's only two verses. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Praise him, all you people. For his merciful kindness is great towards us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord, all you nations, all you people. Listen, you're part of the nations, you're part of the people, giving praise. His merciful kindness is great towards us. God is merciful. You know he is. Listen, if God was a God that hated you, a God that couldn't handle your grumbling, your complaining, he would destroy you. But he's not destroying you, is he? You might feel destroyed at times. You might feel low. But that's only because God is bringing humbleness in your heart so that you'll call out to him for your strength, that you won't try to get your strength on your own, but you'll call out to him. For his merciful kindness is great towards us. The truth of the Lord endures forever. Here's the truth. The truth is God loves you. The truth is that God cares about you. The truth is that God wants the best for you. Now, the best sometimes is just what you're going through. Did you hear me? Oh, I have to share this. I could pray for you that you'd be totally set free. And I'm going to pray for you. And I'm going to pray you get free, that you get the answer to your request, that if you need healing, you get healing. The loved one needs healing. If you need healing to your mind, healing to your heart, I'm going to pray that. But listen, the truth is, God has allowed what you're going through to pass through his hands for a purpose. Remember what we have shared, delayed answers to prayer. Sometimes it just isn't the right time because God's doing a work. Sometimes what's happening is it's not the right time because God wants it to be where the whole world looks at you and say, you're a hopeless cause, your situation isn't going to change, and then God does a miraculous miracle. He does something amazing, and then the world has to give God the glory and the praise. So maybe he's just preparing that miracle for you. The delay could be because you got God in the box, and you want him to answer a certain way, and he's already answered, and you're not seeing it. Say, God, help me to see it. Listen, God is faithful and he is just. He is merciful. God will answer your prayer. Maybe it's not the right timing. Maybe you got God in a box and you're not seeing God work. Maybe you're in spiritual warfare. Come against your enemies in the spirit realm. Take a stand. But God will answer your prayer. And listen, maybe you're in rebellion, you're in stubbornness. Ask God to change your heart Ask God to give you a grateful heart, a thankful heart. And then maybe God isn't answering your prayer because the answer is no. No. It just isn't going to happen. That marriage is just not going to be fixed because the other party refuses to cooperate with God. You are going to go through a divorce. Oh, I know a pastor should never say that. That sounds so hopeless, but listen. God is God, and He's greater than any situation. And all things, listen, Romans 8:28, all things work together for good for those who are called by God according to His purpose. Listen, if you know Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, all things are going to work out for good. And so in just a moment, I'm going to pray for you. But again, everything I share, these promises, they just don't work the same way for those who don't know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. If you don't really know Jesus, or maybe you're in a wishy-washy, listen, are you truly born again? You have to ask yourself. I had to ask myself many times. Are you born again? Are you really saved? Do you really know Jesus? You're doing all these things. Do you really know Jesus? Well, I would say, yes, I did. I was saved from the day I accepted Christ. I had a relationship with Him. But I was stumbling. I was falling. And I would say, I let depression be my Lord. I let suicidal thoughts be my Lord. I let anger be my Lord. I let shame and guilt be my Lord. I let pride be my Lord. Even though Jesus was my Savior, even though I think I'd go to heaven, but I had to really get my life right. And so I want to encourage you, get your life right and make sure that you're truly born again. Not just saying a prayer. I'm going to share with you how you can say a prayer. I'm going to share the gospel message with you. But I want you to know, make sure you're right with God. Ask Him to reveal that you're saved, that you're born again. And so hear me as I share the gospel, and then we're going to pray for you.
This is Pastor Rich. Do you need to know Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior? Jesus said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock, and if anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in." Romans 10:13 says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved." John 1:7 says, "You must be born again." Acts 16:31 says, "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved." And Matthew 1:15 says, "Repent you and believe the gospel." Will you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord or Savior today? If you want to get more information, you can always go to our website to learn how to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You can go to thereishopetv.org. That's thereishopetv.org. And we have information on frequently asked questions about Christianity. We let you know step by step how to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. I encourage you to go to thereishopetv.org. That is thereishopetv.org. Also want to let you know, if you would like to talk to me personally, you can always give me a call, toll-free, anytime, 1-866-1-GOD.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I don't know who watches these videos. I don't know who watches this on TV. You do. You know their address. You know their phone number. You know everything about them, and you know exactly what they're going through. Lord, rather they just now accepted Christ in life, where they have done in the past, and even if today they didn't accept Christ in life, they're still lost. They still don't have a relationship with you. You love them. You care about them. And you're using their circumstance to bring them to a place to know you, to be more intimate with you. Lord, even if the person listening right now is somebody who's been sold out for you, knows you're going to answer their prayers, knows that you're going to work and move, they have faith to believe that, they've tuned in, they say, "I agree with you, Pastor Rich. I agree with everything you say." That, Lord, you know their situation too. You know them, Lord. And I just pray, Father God, you will intervene and bless them, Lord God. Bless them. Touch them, Lord. Wherever they're at in life, just reveal your glory to them, Lord. Reveal yourself to them. May they get close to you, Lord God. Lord, I pray that you send your ministering angels to minister to them. I pray, Father God, that, Lord, you bring them salvation. It's more than being saved. It's more than going to heaven. That, Lord, you bring them wholeness to their body, wholeness to their mind, wholeness to their spirit. That, Lord, you would reveal that you are real as they have watched this show. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. We'll see you next
time. Some of my upcoming messages are titled Compost. Yeah, compost. You know, compost, you take items and they decompose and you put them in your plants. Well, what if I was to tell you there's some things that we need to put in the compost pile that need to die so God can do something greater in our life? I'm going to be talking about what is ministry. Ministry is more than pastoring a church or being a worship leader. In fact, every single one of us can operate in works of ministry. I'm going to talk about chiggers and people. Yeah, chiggers. If you don't know what they are, you're going to learn what they are and how some people can be like chiggers. And then we're going to talk about leaves. All kinds of leaves, and that we, as we gather up the leaves, what can we learn about gathering up leaves? And then the message is going to be titled Burn Barrel. If you live in the country, there's some things that you put into the burn barrel that needs to be destroyed. And there's some things in life that probably needs to be removed and never go back to. There's some past that just needs to be forgotten about, let go of, and move forward. We need to move beyond the past. So what do you need to throw in the burn barrel?
You have been listening to There Is Hope with Pastor Richard Dover. Through Jesus Christ, we can live a victorious life. Thank you.